Viral blips in the doravirine phase 3 studies, drive forward and drive ahead. Transient viremia, also known as viral blips, occurs frequently during antiretroviral therapy. The clinical significance of viral blips is unclear. Doravirine is a NNRTI designed to address limitations associated with earlier NNRTIs. The efficacy and safety of DOR were demonstrated in two randomized double-blind phase 3 studies of first-line therapy in adults living with HIV-1, the DRIVE Forward that compared DOR plus 2 NRTIs to boosted darunavir, and DRIVE Ahead that compared the FTC of DOR 3T-TDF to efavirenz-TDF-FTC. Non-inferiority of DOR regimen was demonstrated in both trials at week 48 and week 96, and DOR regimen maintained high rates of virologic suppression and was generally well tolerated through week 192. This was a post hoc analysis of the occurrence of viral blips defined as HIV-1 RNA greater or equal to 50 copies, immediately preceded and followed by less than 50 copies, possible predictors of viral blips, and the impact of viral blips on subsequent virologic rebound in the DRIVE Forward and DRIVE Ahead studies. Two time periods were analyzed: base study, day 1 to week 96, where participants were randomized to the DOR regimen or comparator regimen, and the study extension, week 96 to week 192, where all participants received a DOR regimen. Results. During the base study, blips occurred in 12.6% of participants overall, 11.1 to 11.9% of participants in the DOR groups, and 12.1 to 15.4% of participants in the comparator groups. Most participants with blips had only one episode, and the median viral load at first blip was low, ranging from 61 to 73 copies. Risk for blips was significantly lower in participants with baseline HIV-1 RNA less than 100,000 copies, and virologic rebound occurred in 7% of all participants in the base studies, and risk for virologic rebound was significantly higher in participants with blips. Results during the study extension: blips were less common during the study extension, 6.9% of participants overall, and most participants with blips had only one episode, and the median viral load at first blip was low, 66 to 85 copies. Baseline HIV-1 RNA less than 100,000 copies was associated with lower risk for blips in participants who continued DOR. Baseline CD4 less than 200 was associated with increased risk for blips in participants who switched to DOR, and virologic rebound occurred in 3.8% of all participants in the study extension. In conclusion, in the DRIVE Forward and DRIVE Ahead based studies, the incidence of viral blips was similar between DOR and the comparator. In the study extensions, the incidence of viral blips was lower than in the base studies. Most participants with viral blips had only one episode. Baseline HIV-1 RNA less than 100,000 copies was associated with lower risk for viral blips in all treatment groups during the base studies and in the DOR continued group during the study extensions. The incidence of virologic rebound was low. Thank you.